This is K2PCB. K2PCB listening, prank calls.
K2PCB, this is KD2GDQ. It's Friday.
Oh, it most certainly is. It is Friday. Now, Lynn was just asking me as I was walking out the door if it was going to be an early one today, which I periodically do, where I, White Maple Dental coming soon. There's a dental office coming in at Ransom and Broadway. I guess we're going to get a dental office there. Anyway, I got distracted there. I don't know if I'm going to be able to get out early today. My place is quite full, and I've only got a 3-day work week next week. I know other people have PTO, but I've got a lot stacked up. Looks a little bit hazy out, but it's not too bad. Looks like it's really unsure about what it wants to do. I haven't checked. But, how's your day looking?
I think today I'm going to kind of relax a little bit. Karen and I had a pretty busy day yesterday down in Olean. I was going to shoot 22 this morning, but I changed my mind. I think I'm just going to stay home and just putz around the house, take care of thing or two here, thing or two there, and also get ready for my shoot tomorrow in Mount Morris.
So when you go out to Mount Morris, do you, not that it's all that far, but do you have any regular stops you incorporate on your ride out there? I know there's, depending on which way you go, you can pass a couple cool things. You can obviously go to Letchworth. Do you add anything in to add to your day out?
No. Typically, sign-ups start at 8. So we'll leave my friend's house about 6:30-ish. So we'll get there and get signed up. So no stops on the way out. And typically, we probably won't stop on the way back either. Just never really thought about it. But I may have to start planning that.
And maybe it's a downside to our adventures. Whenever we go anywhere, when I say we, Lynn and myself, my sisters, Lynn and myself, whether it's a hamfest the other day or a kayaking trip, we almost always try to plan ahead to incorporate some type of lunch, some sightseeing, some shopping. Not to make the whole trip worthwhile, but, that way if whatever we're doing isn't as, enjoyable, as rewarding as we had hoped for, there's some backup. And, you might as well see as much as you can when you go out. I know I like going out by Niagara Falls. Lynn's not a huge fan. Going down by the river, even if it's the lower river. In fact, I was even talking the other day, we should go out to the Silo. And I look up their prices. They're hot dogs for the most part, burgers and dogs. But they have I don't want to say a cult following, but they've been featured on some Food Network television shows, and then their prices seem like they double and triple. A once in a great while thing. But, I was just curious, especially going out that way. Going into Perry, it might be going out of the way, but that could be an option. But you're going with somebody else. It's not like you're going by yourself or taking your wife with you. I'll turn it back to you, and I just have one thing to follow up on from yesterday. And, this is K2PCB.
Yeah, maybe if Karen was going with me, we might think about doing something like that. That would definitely be. Or if it was, if I was going to spend the night, and maybe do something in the evening, Yeah, but Doug and I typically, when we do these things, they tend to be a little bit more local. So there's really, we just kind of go and do what we go and shoot and then come home. There's other times that Karen and I have gone places, and we've actually talked about going to see Trav down in Texas. There's a museum not far from him that would might be interesting to go see.
You know, speaking of museums, I guess one, I'd ask, what kind of museum is that that you're thinking about? And two, did you ever make it to that Winchester House?
I never did. That is one of my regrets on the two trips to Sunnyvale that I took. That was disappointing. Their hours were tough because they were so, you know, related to the work work hours, it was really tough to get there. But the museum in Texas is in Waco. It is the Texas Rangers Museum.
Oh, that sounds interesting. That could be pretty cool. Yeah, there's so many museums throughout the country. In fact, I was watching, Pawn Stars. We had that on the other day, and they were taking one of their pieces to a Ford museum. And I thought, oh, wow, that would be a neat museum to walk through. And they didn't get much into the museum. It was more just a meet and greet with the curator, because the item that they had wasn't a vehicle-related piece, but it was something that the Ford company did manufacture for the military. So that was interesting, but yeah, there's lots of them. Let's get back into the Genesee Country Museum one of these days. So I haven't been there in a while. See if they added anything to their collection. Not that there's a lot of new stuff you can add, but I always found it interesting, especially when they had, the reenactors there, portraying, what real life would have been like. And if they're social when you go in and you can interact with them. And I know they're just regular people, but when you have those conversations and they're playing the part, I really, really do enjoy that.
Yeah, I've seen a couple of those. I've never been to the Genesee one. There was one, I won't even call it a village, but there was something in Amherst that Karen and I went to. Some people were acting. When they get into those roles, they really understand the history, and so they're actually able to talk about it, which I find interesting. Histories is one of my interests that I do. I tend to read a lot of books on history, military history, baseball history, U.S. history. I just find it fascinating.
Yeah, this past summer we were out at the Hull House. Whenever they have an event, Lynn likes to go there. Obviously, you go on one of the days where they're charging, so you're making a donation to the association there. But they were doing one last year, and they had these little encampments set up, so you could walk around and talk to the blacksmith, talk to a soldier, and work your way through. Some of the people there, again, were interactive. Some were not so much. But we ended up stopping at this one tent. And there was they were a brother and sister. They were younger, maybe, I would say, like early 20s and then maybe 15, 16, the younger boy. But we got to chat with them, and they're talking about meats and cheeses and, how you have to dry your foods and then we switched the conversation to, well, where are you guys from? And it was weird because we just got in a time machine and bumped up in time, and they're from Utica, and we started talking about Utica and places we've been there and restaurants, and I don't know if this has made its way to Rochester too. What is it, Chicken Ridgies? Some really popular dish in Utica, and we haven't been back to Utica to eat in Utica since, but that's something that we'll have to try out, or if somebody offers it between here and there. That was kind of a interesting, kind of quirky interaction. I've got 641. I don't know if Ross has been in here yet. This is KTPCB.
Yep, I'm in here, Travis. Good morning, Travis. Good morning, Brad. KC2PET. Just a little late this morning. I got my truck, as you know, I got my truck inspected yesterday, so I had to switch antennas because when they put the truck up on the lift, the antenna hits their ceiling. So I put the little stubby antenna on, so I had the round antenna on. And I noticed it when I left this morning. I was trying, you know, I was wondering why I didn't hear Brad. I'm like, I can't hear Brad in there, you know. I can hear you just fine. And it dawned on me, it's like, oh crap, I got the wrong antenna on. So I had to go back and get the right antenna put on. I wasn't very far, but it took up some time.
Oh, I suppose you could have saved that for another day. Yeah, so you are in here. Any more info on our field day adventures this round?
Nope, I didn't get any more info back, so we're just going to gasoline it there. I guess we'll always get set up outside if we had to, too.
Okay, this is K2PC.
Whoa.
We've got an echo there. Okay. Yeah, so do we have a good feel for when we want to meet up? I guess we don't know where we're going to set up, so this is going to make it tricky. When do we think we will know?
Yeah, you have to, maybe we can do this tonight. Once I get Evelyn to bed, usually I read her a bedtime story, so that's usually around 8 o'clock, so I don't know if you want to meet up down there at some time after that, and we can scope things out.
What time are you leaving work today?
I use around 3:30, and then I gotta go pick up, I'm just gonna get 5 gallons of gas for my lawnmower, but yeah, after that I'm not doing anything.
I just wondered if we were, you know, I wasn't thinking I'd be leaving at 3:30 today with the workload I had, but if I was able to leave at 3:30, I was just wondering, if you just want to pull in there, give a 10-minute scope, and that would be convenient. And I guess that's what my thought was.
Yeah, I guess we could do that. Yeah, I'll just tell Megan that I may be a little bit later than usual. Yeah, but yeah, we could do that.
Yeah, I'm not 100% that I'll be able to leave, depending on what I'm working on. I wasn't planning on leaving early today, but well, that might be good all around, then you don't have to leave the house later either. All right, well, let's discuss it as the day goes on and see how things are looking. All right, 6:45, I'm going to run. I did switch over to the Anytone 878 on the work note here, so I might sound a little different. Good chatting with you, Brad. Hopefully we see you tomorrow, weather permitting. And yeah, I guess let us send something out in our group chat to call. And what else? Oh, yeah, I have some information for you on the 878 Ross. Just an FYI. I'll talk about that later. All right, this is K2PCB. Clear. I'll talk to you soon.
All right, 17, Travis. See you in there. Well, good morning to you, Brad. Hope you are having a nice, cooler day today, and sounds like you have plans going to Mount Morris today.
Yeah, definitely a cooler day. Looking forward to that. It was pretty muggy down in Olean yesterday. It was a full day. Yeah, Mount Morris is tomorrow. Leaving my friend's house he lives in Akron. We'll leave there about 6:30-ish. Get there, I don't know, 7:30, 7:45-ish. And then set up. Yeah, because we got to set up a tent there, and so we have some shade, so it's someplace we can sit between squads. So that'll work out. Then hopefully swing by and see you guys. I actually, as I say, if you guys were setting up at 8 o'clock tonight, I would be able to swing by after being out at the club. But I'll have to just see what happens with you guys today.
Okay. Yeah. Just so you know, we're not set up. We haven't had a set time yet for just planning antenna installation, where to put that. I suggest 8 o'clock tonight because that's when Evelyn goes to bed, my daughter. But, yeah, me and Travis are going to meet up maybe earlier. It's up to, he has to see if he can get out of work. If not, we can at least do that later, too. I have to get with him tonight, and yeah, I'll give you an update when, or Travis can give you an update when we figure out a plan. But, yeah, that sounds like I quit today, tomorrow. So, good luck with that.
Yeah, it's funny how both of these things fell on the same day. I was definitely interested in, hopefully can catch up with you guys tomorrow and spend some time on field day, especially being the first one. That'd be really cool. So, hopefully, depends on how the squads shake out tomorrow.
Oh, I'm sure you'll make it there. Like I said, we're there sometime midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning. So, yeah. And we usually try to start, like, kind of early, like maybe 4 o'clock or 5 o'clock. And, like I said, I have to talk with Travis with it, but I'm expecting we to start around that time, like around their time or earlier, and then we're going late till late at night. So I think you'll have more than enough time to get in there and get a few contacts in.
Awesome. I'm looking forward to it. This is KE2GDQ.
KC2PDQ. So, give him a radios a thought, or step that on the back burner? I'm pretty sure you're busy with other things.
Well, I had an email exchange with Peter Linehart, and he was just telling me the radios that he uses or has. I haven't had a chance to look those up yet, just to see. Because I have been searching for radios, and because I've been spied on, sometimes when I'm looking at other websites, the advertisements come up for different radio dealers or distributors, and it's kind of funny. So I am seeing different radios. I just haven't looked to see what I want, and kind of want to see what you and Trav have, you know, on field day. And kind of just get a feel for that, too.
Yeah, it's probably the best thing to do, to see what you got and see what, you know, maybe you can see some videos online, if you get a chance to see what they have for setup. You know, some guys go through their shack and what equipment they have. So, yeah, I bet you'll get the feel for what you want and what you want to do. Some guys go with... you know, all one radio, you know, which is great and everything, but sometimes those have, like, a little drawback. I don't know if they're as sensitive because they have all the filtering in them for, you know, like HF versus, you know, VHF, UHF, you know, that's a big jump in frequency. They have to put, you know, couple of chokes in the, you know, do some RF filtering, you know, because it's using the same radio to do the same job. Some guys like to buy, you know, a radio just strictly 2 meter 440 and then buy another radio just strictly do like an HF. So, I don't know. I guess it's all what you want to do, I guess.
Oh, that makes perfect sense. I could see if someone wants to spend more time on HF, almost buying a dedicated radio, or if someone wants to spend time on the phone on VHF and UHF, have a radio specifically for that. I could see that.
I don't know if you heard me earlier. I talk about geez, they don't get the right antenna for the band. So I had my truck inspected. So I had the UHF antenna because it's smaller, and when they put my truck up on the lift, my antenna will hit their ceiling. So. So I put the small antenna on, and then I left this morning. I couldn't figure out why I couldn't hear you. So finally it dawned on me. I said, oh crap, I got the wrong antenna on the truck. So I went and had to go get there. My usual antenna I have on this truck. And it's amazing what happens. You put the right antenna on it, you can hear things again.
I did hear something about a different antenna and having to turn around and go back and get a different antenna. I did definitely did hear that. But yeah, hooking up this antenna that I got from Travis made a huge difference in hearing and transmitting, obviously.
Yep, I think that's more one of the most important components, along with your coax. You could slap any radio on there. I'm sure it'll perform pretty good. But if you have crappy coax or, a crappy antenna, you're fighting against a lot. That's why on my Node, I have a very good coax with a very good antenna. And I also got a very good radio on it. So it works as pretty good. And it hears you and it hears me all the way from Lancaster. So it goes farther than I thought it would ever was. But